NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org. Though it was his great ambition in life, composer George Friedrich Handel was never really renowned or known in his time for his operas, but he did write several, and there we listen to the overture to one of them, the overture to his opera from 1709 called Agrippina, the story of the mother of Nero, performed by the English Concert and conductor Trevor Pinnock on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for a Friday afternoon in store for you. More from the great Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski. A bit later with a carnival piece for you, not to mention a concerto, and one that I don't think that we've heard in quite some time. The Oboe Concerto of Richard Strauss, the English Chamber Orchestra, has that performance for us a bit later down the line. Thanks for being a part of things here on a Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. Next, we have something for you by Edward Elgar, composed in 1905. This was originally a piece that he composed for a concert that was put on by the London Symphony Orchestra, which had been only newly established back in 1905, and they had planned an evening of works by Elgar, an all-Elgar evening. He unveiled a new piece on that occasion, one that he wrote to show off the virtuosity of all of his string players. They call this one Introduction and Allegro. Conductor Christopher Warren Green leads the London Chamber Orchestra, next on KPR. Music by Sir Edward Elgar from 1905. Music that had been unveiled by the London Symphony Orchestra back when it had just been newly formed. Introduction and Allegro, played this afternoon by the London Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Warren Green. 12:26 now, still to come, is the English Chamber Orchestra, along in a few minutes, with Richard Strauss and his Oboe Concerto. We've got a whole afternoon of classical music planned for you, and later on tonight, between 7 and 9, Daryl Brogdon has got Film Music Friday for you. On the program tonight, we've got some music from some newspaper-centric movies, including Citizen Kane, All the President's Men, Spotlight, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday. That'll be tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, it is 53 degrees. Sky's sunny for today and occasional breezes from the north at 25 miles an hour. Tonight should be mostly clear with lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow's another sunny day with temperatures around 47. Another recording for you of the violinist Marat Bisingaliev and pianist John Linehan, with one of the pieces of the great Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski. This one they call Russian Carnival on Kansas Public Radio. Russian Carnival from Heinrich Wieniawski, performed by violinist Marat Bisingaliev and pianist John Linehan on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio on a Friday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. Next on KPR, the year was 1945. The American Army was in Europe, and the Second World War was in its final days. In a Bavarian town, there was an American Army corporal by the name of John Delancey stationed in a small town where he happened to meet Richard Strauss. And this was more than just a chance meeting. John Delancey, before the war, had been a principal oboist in the Pittsburgh Orchestra, and he got to know the aging composer quite well and compelled him, as one of his final works, to create the following Oboe Concerto in D. We'll hear the concerto with the English Chamber Orchestra, conductor Daniel Barenboim, and the oboe played by Neil Black on KPR. Conductor Daniel Barenboim leading the English Chamber Orchestra with the oboe virtuoso Neil Black, together in the 1945 Oboe Concerto in D, one of the final works of composer Richard Strauss, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 p.m. and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classical music in the next hour brings us a Vivaldi sonata, music by Isaac Albéniz, and a marvelous English violin concerto. All that and more still to come on KPR, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News, 1060 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a Spanish dance, one of several, that comprise the many volumes of keyboard works known as Iberia from composer Isaac Albéniz. We heard dance number 12, Eritana, in its arrangement for orchestra, performed by the Cincinnati Symphony, conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you to keep classical music going on a Friday afternoon. Also helping in that effort, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and violinist Anthony Marwood. Together they'll be with us for an English violin concerto, one of the final works of the composer Arthur Somerville. Still to come on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Onward with Antonio Vivaldi and some of his chamber music. Cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music with us for Vivaldi's Cello Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major next on KPR. A Vivaldi Sonata, Cello Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major, played by cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:24 is the time. We have NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. Classical music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on a Friday afternoon. Be sure to mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. That's when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. We've got a big weekend of music that's shaken and not stirred, and you're invited to shake along with us. Check out the entire schedule of events and get tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us on February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And now we come to an English violin concerto. We've got music for you by one Sir Arthur Somerville, an English composer of the late 19th and early 20th century. One of the many students of composer Charles Villiers Stanford at the Royal College of Music, and later a teacher himself at Cambridge University. His music never really achieved the popularity of Elgar or Vaughan Williams, but in his time, he composed a series of delightful operas and some great concert works for piano and orchestra, and one of his final works from 1930 is the following violin concerto in G. Conductor Martin Brabbins and the BBC Scottish Symphony, along with violinist Anthony Marwood, next on KPR. Composed in 1930, and one of the last major works by English composer Arthur Somerville, his violin concerto in G minor, performed by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Martin Brabbins with the violinist Anthony Marwood. It's about 2 p.m., and stay tuned for NPR News. Then, one more hour of classical music for a Friday afternoon, an hour that'll bring us music from one of the sons of Bach, plus a Brazilian piano concerto. That and much more still to come. Thanks for being a part of things during Kansas Public Radio and classical music on Friday afternoon.
Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Russia. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A short bit of music there from a composer and piano virtuoso of the mid-18th century, someone who was a student of Mozart and a great piano virtuoso in spite of suffering from near-permanent blindness since about the age of 5. A Sicilian from Maria Teresa von Paradis. There we listen to the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with conductor and trumpeter Rolf Smedvig here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and happy to be back with you for more classical music on a Friday afternoon. One more go-around before all things considered at 3 p.m. In that time, we have a flute sonata from Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach to share, as well as a Brazilian piano concerto, the third, of Heitor Villa-Lobos with the Royal Philharmonic, all in just a bit. We continue with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, conductor Kazuyoshi Akiyama, to hear music from The Seasons. Not from Antonio Vivaldi, though, but from Alexander Glazunov, and music that he composed for the Russian Imperial Ballet in 1889. We'll hear Summer from Glazunov's Setting of the Seasons. The CBC Vancouver Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. had Summer from The Seasons. The 1899 ballet version of The Seasons, that is, composed by Alexander Glazunov, played there by the CBC Vancouver Orchestra under conductor Kazuyoshi Akiyama on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 now, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, going to be joining us in about 10 minutes' time with music from Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, the author of those wonderful series of Bacchianus Brasileiras suites. He also wrote some banger piano concertos, and we've got one for you coming up, his third, a bit later with the Royal Philharmonic on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. A little performance next between flutist Bartold Kuyken and on harpsichord Bob Van Asperen. A sonata in E-flat major for flute by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, next on KPR. Flutist Bartold Kuyken, and at harpsichord Bob Van Asperen, in a flute sonata in E-flat major by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:31. At 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with your host Daryl Brogdon. That's tonight from 7 to 9 with some music from some newspaper-centric movies tonight, including Citizen Kane, All the President's Men, Spotlight, and more. That's Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9 here on KPR. Tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, it's Classics by Request with Destiny, the fun show where you pick the playlist. Many of you are hooked on PDQ Bach, and you'll hear a special selection from that, plus Destiny has a magic carpet ride with music from Carl Nielsen's Aladdin, as well as Peter and the Wolf. Classical music with Destiny during Classics by Request. That's tomorrow from 1 to 4 here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more performance for you, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Miguel Gomez Martinez and pianist Cristina Ortiz, and music from Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. One of his great piano concertos, created in Rio de Janeiro back in the 1950s, and a bit reminiscent of the piano concertos of Prokofiev and Bartok. Piano Concerto No. 3 on KPR. Completed in 1957, Piano Concerto No. 3 by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil, and played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Miguel Gomez Martinez and pianist Cristina Ortiz. It's about a minute before 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Once that's concluded at 7, don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with your host, Daryl Brogdon. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me, as always, for classical music. Hope you've enjoyed the music this afternoon, and indeed all this week. I'll have more for you at noon on Monday. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.